Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're trying to run down John Kurtz from KMAN in Manhattan as K-State coming off a 37-34 loss to Baylor on a field goal with 8 seconds left. Also get his thoughts and your thoughts while we're running him down, Bruce. Tex Winter, who pioneered the triangle offense that most famously took the Bulls and Lakers to new heights, died at the age of 96. K-State was where Tex Winter first coached. And he died Wednesday in Manhattan. Even with a great run like 96 years like that, it's still kind of a kick in the gut when a guy like Tex Winter passes away, you know?
And a great gentleman, always had time for you, was very thoughtful, very contemplative in any kind of interview situation, always had little pearls of wisdom that you always felt much smarter for talking with him about not just basketball, but coaching kids and leading young men. And, obviously his time at Kansas State, spent 14 years there and took him to Final Fours. And you can argue that even though there's been a tremendous history at Kansas State, it was none better than when Tex Winter was there plying his trade. So, yeah, the world is a worse place for the loss of Tex Winter, no question.
Let's go to the Tad's Locker Room Hotline now. John Kurtz is with us from K-Man in Manhattan. We're just talking about Tex Winter. John, first of all, thanks for joining us this morning. And besides the obvious and sadness that Tex Winter has passed away, what was your first reaction when you heard that Tex had left us, former K-State coach?
Young guys, that was tough news certainly to hear. I'm 29 years old, so it's one of those situations where I've been looking at it like I wish that I had more wisdom on the topic, and I wish I had more chance to get to know him or speak with him. I think I did meet him once, but what struck me is just the reaction all across the basketball world. I mean, I'm looking last night as all this is starting to roll out, and you have Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, the Chicago Bulls. I've turned on SportsCenter real quick, and John Anderson's there talking about Tex Winter as well. So it just really struck me the impact that he had throughout the basketball world. I mean, I had been versed in it by certainly my father is a diehard K-State fan and grew up in Manhattan, and so I knew about the triangle offense and what he did with the Bulls and all of that in the NBA. But I guess I just didn't have a great grasp on the real gravity of what he had meant to the basketball world. And that's what's been cool for me personally to see over the last, 12 hours or so here since we found out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and think about how hard it is, John, to be so beloved by so many different people in one of the most competitive situations that you can possibly imagine. It kind of speaks to his ability to be able to communicate and relate to all people across the board. He's just a tremendous guy. All right, let's turn the page here and get to some football. Where are we right now, John? I'll be a little unfair and give me the broad view of things right now, at least in terms of a pulse check. This is a team that shows some sign of competitiveness, but an inability to win. Kansas State doesn't lose three games in a row very often. In fact, so infrequently that we're talking about it historically in terms of Bill Snyder. Where are we right now with this football team and this football program?
Well, I don't think it's in a very good place, to be completely honest with you. I think first with the team before more of a global picture, I think with this team this year, they made some market improvements against Baylor. The offense was obviously better. They ran the ball better than they have all year against, albeit a pretty terrible Baylor defense. But still, there were signs of life and signs of getting back on track there. But then at the same time, you have defensive issues, in particular late in the game when they really needed to buckle down and get some stops. And I think I just come away from that game thinking, especially being in the locker room afterwards, talking to the players, this feeling of, instead of being frustrated, which had been more the vibe from some of the earlier losses, frustration, anger, this was more, just felt like they had thrown their hands up. Like, we feel like we played better, but it still wasn't good enough to beat a Baylor team that won one game last year on the road. So, I mean, what's going to happen the rest of the year? That's my concern with the team right now. When they lost to Mississippi State the way that they did, I started thinking this may be a 4 or 5 win team. And I don't know. It's hard to find 4 or 5 wins left on the schedule for this team. If you're starting to think about that, I think the bowl streak's in big time jeopardy. And program wide, I mean, you have a now 79-year-old head coach with a 2-deep that's actually fairly old. It's not like this is a team filled with young talent. I've heard some people saying, okay, well, rebuilding year, you have new coordinators on each side of the ball, and I get all that, but the numbers are down scholarship-wise. They have had a lot of attrition from this past recruiting class. They've already lost 25% of the recruiting class for 2018, and whatever the reasoning is for that, it's just hurting overall depth throughout the program. And one thing Bill Snyder pointed out this week, even their special teams units have been pretty bad, and that's because they just don't have the depth. They're having to play more players that would specialize in special teams on the offensive and defensive in particular sides of the ball. So I don't feel very good about where the program is at in general right now. And I think they've been close. They've been maybe an eyelash away from this sort of a season happening for the last couple of years. And now things have fallen to where you're seeing it bottom out, so to speak.
Terrible timing, too, after the extension to Bill Snyder through his, age 82 season, and losing to Baylor 37-34. We're talking to John Kurtz from K-Man in Manhattan, host 4 to 6 weekdays up there in Manhattan, joining us here on the Tad's Locker Room Hotline. So apparently, after kind of getting testy a couple of weeks ago, Bill Snyder has settled on Skylar Thompson, who was at quarterback at 15 out of 26, 149 yards, not eye-popping numbers, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Is it less about that and more about Alex Barnes carrying it about 25 to 28 times a game if this team has a chance to win week in and week out?
Well, so first on the quarterbacks, Alex Delton actually had an injury at the end of the first half against Texas. I know he's been spending some time in a walking boot lately. Bill Snyder said that not sure if he will be available yet this Saturday, but I think it's pretty doubtful. And so that, his hand was basically forced with Skylar Thompson. And I mean, that whole saga has just been bizarre. I mean, if I'm being honest with you, and that's why I was pushing with questions on it, because Bill Snyder throughout the year, every time he's talked about the two quarterbacks, Skylar Thompson has not been great, but he's clearly outperformed Alex Delton across the board, even rushing numbers. His rushing numbers are much better than Alex Delton, which is supposed to be Delton's biggest edge there. But every time Bill Snyder talked publicly about him, he would speak pretty glowingly about Alex Delton, goes out of his way to say Delton sparked the team at West Virginia when they put up 3 points on a shortened drive in that game, but would not go as far to say when asked directly about the Texas game that Skylar Thompson sparked the team in the second half. You know, just examples like that. It's been really bizarre the way he's treated the two quarterbacks. I don't know exactly what's going into all of that, but that's why we continue to push with questions, because it just seemed like Texas game in particular, you didn't have the quarterback out there that gave you the best chance to win. And he legitimately told us in a post-game press conference that the starting quarterback doesn't impact the game. And that's basically a direct quote right there. And so when you get to that point, I mean, I just don't know what's going on with that. But I'll tell you this, Alex Barnes' rushing numbers, I don't have the specific stat in front of me, but Cole Bambeck, who is a guy that works with us, works on our pregame show, he had the numbers even before this past Baylor game about Alex Barnes' yards per carry were much, much higher with Skylar Thompson in the game. And I think the obvious insinuation there is that there's not as many defenders in the box, so it becomes easier to run the ball with Alex Barnes. So, you know, for all those reasons, I think the best move is to continue to go with Skylar Thompson, but I just don't know. I mean, when Alex Delton becomes healthy, I would expect it to go back to being a mismatch of the two and being sort of confusing and not really developing much of an identity, which I think is one of the things that plagued this team this year.
When Bill said, John, write whatever the hell you want to write, did that take you aback? I mean, had you ever heard him get quite that testy?
Well, I'll give a shout out to my buddy Kellis Robinette from the Kansas City Star, Wichita Eagle. He's taken some barbs from Bill Snyder over the years. So I've heard it, maybe not directly like that, but I mean, he referred to Kellis as a yokel once upon a time. Even on Saturday, he did not answer questions from Kellis in the post-game press conference.
Wow.
Just said anybody else twice when Kellis tried to ask questions. So, you know, this type of stuff's been going on this year. They're losing and more questions are being raised. And, you know, the other thing that gets me is these press conferences for 25 years. I mean, nobody has really pushed him that much or questioned him on that much, at least maybe not since the early days. I can speak to 2009 and on. I mean, the press conferences, nobody pushes or challenges on anything. So I don't think it's all that different from most press conferences you'd see across the country. But when you have a figure, you know, that's almost a demigod like Bill Snyder, nobody in the local media, which is full of K-State grads, typically wants to challenge him on much of anything. So I understand how it happened, and he's fine to react the way that he wants to me, but it doesn't mean that it's not also fair to continue to ask those questions.
Well, when you're winning football games, bowl games, and are nationally ranked, it's a different tenor in a press conference than it is when not. But be that as it may, what do you think the rank and file is feeling right now? Are the natives restless, or is it in Bill we trust? And how does that equate this weekend with Oklahoma State coming in? How many empty seats are there going to be in that stadium?
I do wonder about that. They were having trouble selling tickets before the season. Ticket sales were a little bit down. So with everything that's going on, combined with a very good basketball season coming up, I think a lot of people are starting to think about where they're going to devote their time and money and resources, because you only have a finite amount of that throughout the season. So I think that probably hurts some as well. As far as where people stand on Snyder at this point, overwhelmingly this year has turned the tide to people are frustrated. And it surprised me. I didn't think that there would be that much of a turn that quickly, but people can just see. I mean, go watch the Mississippi State game. That's a team that's lost to Kentucky and Florida and could barely score in those games. And, I mean, K-State did not look like they belonged on the same field there. It's just become obvious that recruiting had slipped, even from where K-State was typically at over the last few years, and that's starting to show up now. A lot of the warts are really coming to the forefront, and Bill Snyder's not getting any younger. I will tell you, after the, I guess if you want to call it an incident, after Bill Snyder snapped at me in the press conference, 90% of the feedback I got was positive, people in support saying, hey, we want to know the answers to these questions. The In Bill We Trust crowd was probably 10% or less in terms of the feedback I got from that. So, you know, I'm sure a part of it is obviously the people that are upset are going to be more vocal than those that aren't. But I think the tide has really, really turned this year on Bill Snyder in that regard.
John Kurtz from K-Man in Manhattan. A huge game coming up this weekend for Kansas State as they take on Oklahoma State. K-State trying to snap a three-game losing streak. John, appreciate your time and your insight. Thanks so much for dropping by. Appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, guys.
All right. John Kurtz, K-Man.
Thanks, John.
In looking at the team stats, Bruce, Kansas and Kansas State are right next to one another in yards per game nationally. KU 111th, K-State 112th at 348 and 346 respectively, and Kansas is averaging over 10 yards per game more passing and only 9 fewer on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't saying anything, but I'm just saying.
Shane, I don't know who wins that game.
I seriously don't either. And a week or so ago, there was a couple people like, it's apples and oranges. Don't be ridiculous. K-State has a much better defense than KU's, and that may be true. But it's a pillow fight when it comes to offense, at least so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that
I don't know
346 yards a game in today's college football?
No.
Man, that ain't going to get it done. And –
No.
Scoring, too. I mean, if you want to go there, the points per game is way, way down when you're talking about nationally and how you compare K-State to everybody else across the board. 22 points a game, that's 1/13th. Their defense is, again, admittedly okay, but they're pretty much right in the middle of the pack. They're giving up 27 a game. But this is strange times in Manhattan. Strange, strange times. This is the first home game, the one home game amongst three other road games. They lost the one to Baylor, and then coming up, they go to OU and they go to TCU.
Yeah. This is I don't know how big a game it is, but in terms of everybody within the program, it's a crossroads game because you've got two games following this that you more than likely are going to be, it's going to be very difficult to be competitive in.
Heavy underdogs.
Oklahoma and TCU. Heavy underdogs.
Yeah.
Heavy underdogs. This is a winnable game still, and even with that, they're touchdown underdogs at home.
Mm-hmm.
To Oklahoma State. So, and actually, it's two teams really kind of trying to pull its season back together,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Really, when you get right down to it, it's really two teams that are trying to do it. So, yeah, if they don't win this game, I'm talking about Kansas State, with what they've got left. Now, you're bringing a 3-9 kind of season pretty much onto the table, aren't you?
No question.
Yeah. I mean, you know, 4-10 or 4-8, 3-9, something like that. If that. So, pretty interesting things. And you're only as good as your last game, your last week, your last season. Back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.